Kat cleared her throat and hoped to get them off this topic and back to the one that needed to be discussed. She looked at Sin. You can put them in a room with QVC, and they'll be as happy as clams.
QVC?
The demon said in unison. Simmy looked at her watch.
It's Diamondique time, too. Where's the TV?
Sin rubbed his eyebrow before he went to call Kish and book the two demons a room down the hall from his suite. They were still chattering about the yummy Diamondique flavor when Kish came to get them and show them to their room. Sin stood in the doorway watching them leave.
Those are some demons you've got there.
Yes, she said with a smile as she closed the distance between them. They are. We just have to make sure nothing happens to Simmy. Akron would kill us both. Sin's eyes softened as he looked down at her.
I somehow doubt he would kill you. But I, on the other hand, would most likely be short a couple of heads.
She frowned. Couple? He pointed to the one on his shoulders, then dipped his hand down to his groin. Ah, Kat laughed. You're awful.
Yes, but while I know I can hold my own against most creatures, Ash is one I know for a fact can hand me my ass in a box. Therefore, I try to stay on his good side as much as possible.
She wasn't sure she bought that statement.
You're not really afraid of him, are you?
Definitely not afraid, just highly respectful. I thank the fates for what they did to him by making him live as a human being for a while. Had they not, can you imagine what the universe would be like? Think of the power he and Apollyme command. Now put the ego of a typical god on it.
Yeah, it was the stuff of nightmares.
But it also begged the question of whether or not that was what had made Acheron the way he was.
It was a question Kat had pondered a lot. Yet you have a conscience. I can't imagine you running over people to get what you want.
I'm not the same creature now that I was when I had my godhood. When I was young, I was angry and bitter over what my father had done to us, and as a god, I had a lot to prove. Not to mention living as a human has a very sobering way of altering your perspective on many things.
Kat's stomach shrank at the tone of his voice. Her gaze fell to the scar on his neck. She reached up to touch it and thought about how much pain that wound must have caused him. She had to bite her lip to keep from apologizing to him for taking his powers.
She'd been so young and stupid herself. Like most children, she'd been blind to her mother's faults. She'd only wanted to please Artemis and make her happy. How was she to know one mistake would hurt someone else so badly and alter the history of the world?
If only she could take his powers from her mother and return them to him, but Artemis would never allow her to do that.
If she tried, she'd lose her mother forever. And even in spite of Artemis's faults, Kat loved her. She would never do anything to hurt her mother.
Sin took Kat's hand from his neck and placed a light kiss on her palm. Even so, there was a wild look in his eyes. He was allowing her near him, but he could turn on her any moment. It was scary and titillating.
We still have to find my brother, he reminded her.
Kat nodded. All right. I think it best if I go alone. I'll go see if my grandmother can help with the Sephora, and if she's in a receiving mood. For something like this, they wanted Apollyme to be happy and helpful. Otherwise, it would be a waste of time to visit and would most likely result in her refusing to help them at all. Kat stepped away from Sin, but before she could flash out of the room, he laid a hand on her arm.
Thank you, Katra. I appreciate the help.
She didn't know why, but those few words made her heart soar. You're welcome.
He inclined his head before he gave a tender squeeze.
And I haven't forgotten your gift to me. Thank you again.
She stepped forward and laid a gentle kiss to his cheek. I'll be back soon.